By claims he was told to delay paying compensation and feels he's a victim of a smear campaign led by the business secretary. The current chief executive sided with Kemi Badenoch and said the ex-chairman plead wrong. Meanwhile, hundreds of sub-postmasters still wait for compensation. Outside the hearing, campaigner Alan Bates said they should get on with it.
There is only one priority in all of this, and that's, as I say, get the money out of the victims now. Full stop. Everything else will follow from there.
The MP for Blackpool South, who was caught in a lobbying scandal, has been suspended from the House of Commons for 35 days. Scott Benton had the Tory whip removed last April. Former Welsh Health Minister has been criticised for using disappearing messages, which meant his apps were automatically deleted after a certain period. Public hearings at the COVID inquiry are taking place in Cardiff for the next 3 weeks. The border watchdog insists he was sacked simply for doing his job. David Neil was fired earlier this month after losing the confidence of the Home Secretary and following a row over his concerns about airport security checks. This was the moment MPs found out he was dismissed on a Teams call.
Say that again. You were actually dismissed by Teams, did you just say?
Yes, I was, yeah. For my high-performing team of 30 civil servants, the notification act was in the media before my team or I had the chance to speak to them, which is just shocking. It's shocking leadership.
Thomas Kingston, the son-in-law of the Prince and Princess Michael of Kent, has died. The 45-year-old was found at an address in Gloucestershire on Sunday evening. Sport and FA Cup holders Manchester City thrashed Luton 6-2 to ease through to the fifth round. Erling Haaland scored five of the City goals. Blackburn and Newcastle are playing extra time after drawing 1-1, while Leicester and Leeds Bournemouth 1-0 in extra time. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is once again. Hello, one and all. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday evening has gone marvellously so far. And stick here for the next couple of hours. It's going to be a lot of fun. 98.0 on your FM dial if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Also available on smart speaker. And in a few minutes, we may switch the webcam on as well. And you can join us in the studio. See the video feed via Mixcloud at Mixcloud.com. And search for Phoenix 98 FM. Well, what the heck is going on tonight? Well, as ever, we'll have celebrity birthdays. We'll be speaking to our roving reporter in about 2 minutes' time as well, Scott Fish, with a report on what it means to be retro. That's quite exciting. You'll find out why later. An intense debate will be raging on the Twitterverse as ever, and I'll tell you more about that in due course. And most of the music has been selected by you wonderful, lovely leg-end listeners on social media in the run-up to the show. Thank you very much to everyone who's posted something there. We'll tell you ridiculous holidays very shortly too. In fact, I'm going to have to tell you one to start off with. It's not all that ridiculous, but it's one of the holidays today. The 27th of February is, all across the nation, the Big Breakfast Day. Now, I was talking about retro earlier. We're not harking back to the Big Breakfast with Johnny Vaughan and Denise Van Outen on Channel 4 in the mornings, of course. No, it's just a day to celebrate having breakfast, apparently, and not a small one. Oh, no. So, yeah. With that in mind, I asked my lovely leg-end listeners to come up with tracks that link, because breakfast is the start of the day, not just to breakfast, but to the beginning of things, to starting things, to waking up, things that you associate with the time of day that you partake in a lovely breakfast. So to that end, I have to say a huge thank you to Andy Stangerleith, who was the first person amongst many to select this track for consideration for the show. Angie, you've made it. The opening track, great suggestion. Here's Wham, of course. Of course, and wake me up before you go go. You're going twice there, of course, not going once, but you've got to wake someone up before you go anywhere. Brilliant stuff. Thank you to Angie for suggesting that one. Hope your Tuesday has been fabulous, as ever, as always seems to happen on the show that goes like this. I'm having webcam issues in the studio. I may do a reset with the equipment very shortly, but it looks like it's working okay to me. Then I put it on the internet and it looks like a frozen picture. If you're struggling with a frozen picture, don't panic. I will do my best to get it up and running again very, very soon. But you can already see how lovely I look in the studio with the background. It's all marvellous branding. Of course it is. So, yes, what other ridiculous holidays occur on the 27th of February? I know you will be desperate to know them. Well, get ready. You can unbait your breath Tony Braxton could have sung that, didn't she? But it wouldn't have been quite the same. So it is, of course, the big breakfast day, but what else is it? Well, don't forget, on this day, of course, it is National Protein Day. Yes, National Protein Day. That is apparently a thing. So, very happy for everybody involved. National Protein Day. That's marvellous. What else is it? It is as well today National Strawberry Day. Yep. Apparently we have to celebrate strawberries in February. Of course everyone wants strawberries in February, don't they? Seems bizarre, but it is. And then, as I've alluded to earlier, and I'm looking forward to embracing this throughout the show, which I will do, it is National Retro Day. And just because I haven't used it yet, it's a bit harsh for this next one. We're going to do the wacky jingle. It's International Polar Bear Day. Didn't really deserve the wacky jingle, but they've got it. All polar bears up in arms tuned in right now. I'm going, why? Why do polar bears get the silly, jokey jingle? We want the lovely jingle. Sorry, polar bears, nope. What's that joke about how does a polar bear hide in a blizzard and it's just covering its nose or something, isn't it? Because they have black noses. Yes, that's the gag. All right. Brilliant. Final wacky holiday that occurs. Well, it occurs all month, so we've only got today, tomorrow, and the next day. It's a leap year, isn't it? There is a 29th of February this year. But still not long left to carry on enjoying National Pet Dental Health Month. Yes, that is genuinely a recognised thing. National Pet Dental Health Month. All these things that have a day, they must be really annoyed. Pet Dental Health gets 30 days. 29 if it's in February. Well, it's got to always be in February, hasn't it? All right, 28 or 29. But still, it's a lot of days to celebrate Pet Dental Health. Yes. There we go. Have you looked in your animal's mouth lately? Chances are, if you've got an older animal, they've probably got tartar on their teeth, unless you meticulously clean their teeth for them every day, in which case, really? I'm impressed. But yes, we've had cats that have had to have teeth out, and as ever, cats' teeth not covered on an insurance policy. I'm just going to leave it there and not say I was bitter at all about the cost. But yeah, you've got to do what you can to make them happy, haven't you? You don't want them to be in pain, you've got to help them out, particularly in February, because it's Pet Dental Health Month. So, yeah, keep an eye on your pet's dental health. You may have other animals with teeth, you may have animals with no teeth, like fish, unless you've got a piranha. I'm rambling. Shall we get some more music on? I think we'd better. Thank you so much to everyone who's got involved and suggested music. You've been utter leg ends. So therefore, Alex Caffert Zoglu, well done, sir. Time now on the big breakfast day for the Boo Radleys.
I don't mind to pretend it do seems really dumb. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Boo Radleys and Wake Up Boo. Thanks to Alex for suggesting that one on social media a few hours ago. I do love it when people get interactive on the show that goes like this, and my request has caught the imagination tonight. We've had literally tens of responses. No, more than that. Getting close to hundreds, actually, so thank you very much. I'm excited. Yeah, it's a lovely evening here in the studio. Well, I'm warm, it's chilly outside, but I'm gloating about the fact I'm warm inside, so yeah. And let me gloat. Yeah, loads of stuff going on. As ever, celebrity birthdays will come up. I might leave that until after Scott Fish, or maybe we'll squeeze them in before. We have got an intense debate that's going to be raging, partly based on someone's birthday today, although they haven't made it into celebrity birthdays, which is outrageous. I'll explain all in due course. Loads of you have been in touch. I'm not going to be able to get everybody's tracks into the show, but I'm going to try and mention everyone towards the end who's requested something, because you've been fabulous for doing so. So, yeah, we've had Wham, we've had Boo Radleys. It's all been utterly, utterly wonderful. We're going to get another track on now, and then maybe, yeah, shall we? Let's go early on celebrity birthdays. I've decided. The decision's been made. There's no turning back now. The decision's been made. Don't try and sway me, anybody. Oh, no. Right, here's the next track. It's courtesy of Alex Kaffert-Zoglu. I think I misappropriated his request and gave him the Boo Radleys, which was actually suggested by Anna Elmore. Huge apologies, Anna. Alex Kaffert-Zoglu wanted to hear Avicii. We're going to get it on for you, Alex, but I need to thank Anna properly. Boo Radleys, Wake Up Boo. Anna Elmore suggested it. Avicii, Wake Me Up on the Big Breakfast Day was suggested by Alex. Thank you so much, sir. Hard to believe he's no longer with us, but this is the fabulous Wake Me Up, and this is Avicii.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Ah, love hearing that. So, that was Avicii and Wake Me Up, suggested by Alex Kafetsoglu. Apologies for the song attribution error. But there we go. Hope your Tuesday's still fabulous. Thank you to everybody that's tuned in here throughout the show. I know some people like to listen on the podcast version of the show, which will be available for download from tomorrow. But you can listen to it at your leisure then, any day in the next week before the next one. Well, you could even wait, but, you know, I don't recommend it. You don't want to get behind and have to catch up on 10 shows in a row. That would be virtually insane. Anyway, it's the 27th of February. I'm excited because in about 6 or 7 minutes' time, I'm going to be speaking to our roving reporter, Scott Fish. And he's going to be talking to me all about what it means to be retro. I've looked up a little bit myself, but I'm sure Scott will know a lot more than me. So that is quite exciting to see exactly what he brings us just after 10:30 tonight. In the meantime, though, as promised, shall we do some celebrity birthdays? I think we absolutely should, you know. Who's celebrating on the 27th of February? Singer Josh Groban is 43 today. Actor Timothy Spall is 67 today. Chelsea Clinton is 44 today. Singer-presenter Peter Andre is 51 today. Magic man Derren Brown is 53 today. Newcastle footballer Callum Wilson is 32 today. And Steve Harley is 73 today. And was she still alive, Elizabeth Taylor would be 92 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday, very many happy returns of the day to you as well. I'm overwhelmed by the sheer number of responses to song suggestions for the beginning of something, or getting up, or waking up, or starting stuff. It's brilliant. Why am I doing that? Because it is the big breakfast day. But don't forget all the other ridiculous holidays. You could even incorporate some of these into a big breakfast. It's National Protein Day. It's National Strawberry Day. Scott Fish will tell us why. It's National Retro Day in a few minutes' time. It's also International Polar Bear Day. And were you keeping a polar bear as a pet? Which, let's face it, is very, very unlikely. All throughout February, you should have a look at its teeth, because, of course, it's National Pet Dental Health Month, all throughout February. Yep, Don't Ask Me Why. It lasts for a month, but it does. And in case you didn't know, it is a leap year this year, so February will have 29 days. Don't get all excited about it being the 1st of March on Thursday. No, it won't be. It'll be the 1st of March on Friday. Glad to help. Right, should we get more music on? Yes, suggested by my old mucker, Mr. Nick Murphy. Let's get into The Prodigy and Firestarter. It's one of those tracks you just instantly know what's coming as soon as this intro hits, don't you? This was shocking when it came out. People were concerned. Was it really celebrating arson? I've seen a chili sauce available in Europe called Arson Fire. Not going to go into that anymore.
I'm the trouble starter, punky instigator. I'm the fear addicted, danger illustrated. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter. You're the fire starter, twisted fire starter. On the bits you hated, filth infatuated. Yeah. On the pain you tasted, fell intoxicated. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was The Prodigy and Firestarter. Now, shock horror with Scott Fish. There has been some technical issues with the phone line. We're going to try and speak to him and see how the heck it goes. But you can't speak to Scott Fish without playing the Roving Reporter jingle.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, I'm going to try my best to make this a fabulous phone conversation. Can you hear me, our roving reporter, Scott Fish?
Technology nearly let us down, but I'm here, Ben. How are you?
Hey, technology nearly let us down, but nothing can stop Scott Fish from being on the airwaves.
I often like to think that I don't need technology to speak to you.
Well, when we're right in front of each other, we don't really, do we?
Those days. You don't let me that often these days.
No, there was not since the time you burst into the studio unexpectedly, but that's obviously just a coincidence that I haven't seen you in person since.
Yeah, it's a shame, because I've been there quite a few times while you've been at work, but...
Have you?
I'm sure you've been very busy and not been able to... The security guards stopped me coming in, so...
Oh, good to know they're doing their job anyway.
So, I didn't realise you needed seven of them, but that's fair enough.
Phoenix FM
is a place that people want to get to.
Two of them work at the station full-time, and the other five I've taken on myself just mainly to stop you getting anywhere near me. But anyway...
That shows how generous you are.
I want to make it more of a challenge for you to test your roving, really. That was it. You know, you can get past five security guards, you deserve everything.
Five is nothing. Seven is tricky.
Well, now, Scott, let's not beat about the bush anymore. Of course, we all know, I've talked about it earlier on in the show, today is National Retro Day, and I asked you to put together a report on retro stuff and what it means to be retro. So, what have you got for me, Scott?
Well, Ben, you see, the whole thing about retro, I opened the dictionary, I was like, what does retro mean to me? But also, what does retro mean? And it turns out it sort of means pertaining to things like fashion from that have gone before us.
Yeah. So
obviously, I could have dressed in 70s fashion.
Yeah.
1970s.
That would have been retro.
Quite retro.
Yeah.
I could go back to like 1920s and have like awesome American sort of flapper girl costumes, which I do have a couple of.
That would be almost antique. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, how can I give this the Scott Fish treatment? How can I go as retro as it is possible to go?
Wow.
So, with regards to fashion, Ben,
yeah,
I have gone retro and am currently wearing nothing but a fig leaf.
That is, when you said as far as you can go, I was like, is he going to do Roman times and be wearing a toga? Is it?
I had considered it, because toga is comfortable and practical as well.
Yeah, and allows you to get it off quite quickly as well in emergencies. And then
that's what the police said in Brentwood Town Centre, actually. Said,
yeah,
I've been getting it off quite quickly.
I think some of our security guards were at that incident as well. But anyway...
they would enjoy themselves.
Excellent, yeah. No, I thought you might go for something like a toga. And then I thought, what's even older than Roman times? I don't know anything. So
the Bible. So
dinosaurs, that, you know, they're older than Roman times.
Exactly. There was a lot of dinosaurs in the Bible. And I thought, if I was a dinosaur, I'd probably wear a fig leaf. So... I sort of went quite full on and sort of spent a lot of time roving around Brentwood and the larger Brentwood area to just wearing nothing but a fig leaf, just really getting to see how the locals, the Phoenix FM stalwarts, if you will, would react.
Yeah, absolutely. And how did they react, Scott?
Well, I have to say, it was a mixture of reactions, Ben. It was a mixture.
Yeah.
Two or three people were a delight and found it full of whimsy and a charming, exciting time.
That's the reaction you want, isn't it? That's lovely. Yeah.
Those two or three almost made it worthwhile. The other 500 or so got quite violent.
Really?
Yeah, like almost, because they were saying, well, in those days, they used to have stonings? And I said, I think you're talking more about Roman times. And they went, well, no, because... But if you went back further to Bible times,
yeah,
they would have just had stonings then as well. And that was almost more fashionable. And you can't really argue with that logic, to be fair. You know?
No, I wouldn't dare try to argue with that. So two or three people enjoyed it, and you're saying 500 didn't enjoy it.
I didn't go and count them all particularly, but... You know, if you could do like a head count of the crowd, it was certainly give or take seven, not security cards, but 500 Brentwood locals.
Well, that's a great story, Scott, but it's not really sort of a report on what it means to be retro, is it? It's just revealing that you've worn a fig leaf around Brentwood and encountered some resistance to it. Do you know anything else?
I think really that really sums up retro, though. It's going out dressed in almost nothing and encountering resistance.
Is
it? That really sums up the retro attitude and kind of feeling. So those people who do wear 1970s bell-bottom trousers, they encounter resistance. If you dress up as a 1920s flapper girl, you're going to encounter resistance.
Can I just stop you, Scott? I'm just interested because you've mentioned 1920s flapper girls a couple of times now and said you had access to some of those clothes. But do you, like, the special lady in your life, do you ask her to wear that, or do you wear that?
I haven't asked any of the special ladies in my life to wear that, no. But I do collect vintage flapper girl costumes. I have... An extensive wardrobe, Ben. Extensive.
Wow, I did not know that about you, Scott.
I've invited you to examine them many times, Ben, but the security never seemed to pass the message on, so...
Yeah, well, yeah. No, I'd never heard that message. So, again, the security are doing their jobs very well, I've got to say.
I'm free all this week, and we'll be at the warehouse, you know.
Yeah, I'm busy all this week and the next, but we'll see if we can catch up after that. I mean, obviously,
So, 4 weeks' time, it's in the diary. Excellent.
Can I just ask you, because it's the sort of thing that would occur to me when I think of the word retro technology, and I looked up retro briefly, and it says stuff that's sort of older than 20 years old, but not as old as 40 years old, in one definition I saw.
That's a very specific amount of technology.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, because more than 20 and less than 40 is 30, so...
Amongst other years, but yeah,
mid-90s technology, which would be the very early phones, maybe?
Yeah, and a Discman, maybe?
I never had a Discman, Ben. I don't know if it's within my powers of roving to find out what they are now.
Well, I don't think anyone uses them now. Well, actually, no, there probably is someone still using them. It's strange to think that all kind of... I don't know how you specify a large group of it, but media like that, sort of single-use media like CDs and DVDs and VHS tapes, they're all becoming obsolete now because of streaming and the internet. It's
VHS tapes, they were very 1995.
Yeah. Like, that is retro, I think, VHS tapes, definitely. And
it's
then
amazing to think of those days we looked at DVDs as one of the best, highest resolution things we could ever imagine. And I have a lot of my collection of documentaries about flapper girl costumes still in DVD format to this day.
Yeah. Well, Scott, we won't keep you for too much longer. I'm sure you've got to get back to wearing full clothing again, because it is quite you're not wearing just a fig leaf now, are you? Because it is quite cold at the moment.
I was going to say, if we were discussing pros and cons, the pros, definitely comfort. You feel a sense of freedom.
Yeah.
The cons, very much just the absolute uselessness of keeping warm. It doesn't help at all. And in many ways, trying to balance a fig leaf on yourself it's tricky, Ben. And although those three people quite liked it, I can sort of see where the other 500 were coming from.
Can I just check, did the three people who quite liked it seem to have an air of just laughing at you as finding the situation amusing, or were they attracted to you
finding
in any way?
The
do you
joy
think?
In the moment, yes, Ben.
Oh, so they weren't
enjoying the situation.
They hadn't seen you in the fig leaf and sort of given you their number or asked you to call them or anything like that.
Several people gave me their number,
right?
But then also a lot of people mugged me and took those numbers away. So.
Right, I was
again, it's been a week of pros and cons, Ben.
Yeah, so, again, I know you're the roving reporter, but I just want to check. You said two or three people liked it and around 500 didn't like it. And yeah. Then you said several people gave you their numbers. To me, several is more than three. So some of the people that didn't like it gave you their numbers.
It was only people who didn't like it gave me their numbers. Yeah, the people who seemed to be enjoying it. I asked them for their numbers, and they were quite adamant that I wasn't going to have them.
Well, Scott, it's been, whilst not full of content, it's been a very entertaining roving report tonight, you know?
I like to think a lot of my work is entertaining and not full of content.
It's almost like we could ask you, we could get you to stop being a roving reporter and just call it Scott Fish. He's entertaining and not full of content.
But Ben, I will always rove for you.
Well, I'm honoured, Scott. I will let you introduce the next track to sign us off, but I am going to play out your roving reporter jingle before I then put the track on. So the listeners will have to wait 19 seconds before the track that you've introduced starts, which is ironic. But the track is The Carpenters, and we've only just begun. Have you ever reported on anything about The Carpenters?
No, but I could have used some because I could have worn a pair of clogs. That would have made my feet a lot less bloody.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for taking your research to the level that you always take it to, Scott. I'm very, very pleased. And do you want to introduce The Carpenters?
Well, shall I do that now before the jingle?
Yes, you introduce it, then we play the jingle, then the song starts. That's the way the current technology works, yes.
Yeah, you see, you could never do that on DVD, could you? No. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for The Carpenters, because you, them, and we have only just begun.
Phoenix 98 FM.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Along the way. evening calls.
We smile, so much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow.
And yes, we've just begun. Radio
for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And I do feel duty bound to say, if you were affected by any of the issues raised in Scott Fish's roving report tonight, then do please get in touch in the usual ways. Ben Simmons Radio and Ben Simmons on Facebook and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Now, there is an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse, and I did say someone I didn't mention in the celebrity birthdays is also celebrating a birthday today. That man is Mr. Johnny Ive, who's one of the lead developers at Apple, who's largely credited with designing most of the things about the first ever iPhone and then subsequent versions of it. Johnny Ive still works at Apple, he started there with Steve Jobs and then obviously has carried on. It's his birthday today, and therefore the intense debate raging across the Twitterverse is simply asking all of you lovely Legend listeners, whose phones are better, Apple or Samsung? They seem to be the ones advertised with. Apple, of course, tends to have a huge market share, but are they necessarily better? Do we just pay more for something? Marketing is fantastic. It's up to you to decide whose phones are better, Apple or Samsung, and you can cast your vote on Twitter. Go to @BenSimRadio, all one word, and it's the first post at the top of the profile. @BenSimRadio on Twitter. At the moment, all the votes that have come in have said Apple are better, but that could all change before we go off the air. You've got about an hour to cast your vote, so please get involved. @BenSimRadio on Twitter. Go there now on your device, not the device you're listening to the show on. Of course, you don't want to get distracted, but some other device. I'm thinking you're listening to the show on a digital DAB radio, and then you could do this on your phone, or you've got a smart speaker and have asked it to play Phoenix FM, and then you could look at your phone. Whose phones are better, Apple or Samsung? Get those votes cast. Fabulous. Right, let's get more music. Let's have a suggestion from a fellow Phoenix FM presenter. Mr. Nick Field wants to hear Girls Aloud and Wake Me Up.
Out of my bed instead of being subdued. Wake me up before I drop out. Phoenix FM.
Girls Aloud and Wake Me Up, suggested by Nick. Thank you very much for that, sir. Now, following Scott Fisher's in-depth roving report tonight into being retro, I have done some further research myself, and it's appreciating the difference between retro, vintage and antique. Generally, something over 100 years old is considered to be antique. Something between 40 and 100 years old is considered vintage. And something from 20 to 40 years old is considered retro. That's upsetting. That means I'm vintage. Cripes. I'd much rather be retro, I tell you. I do think back to technology that I enjoyed when I was growing up. And I talked about a Discman with Scott Fish. I had a Walkman as well, with cassette tapes. I had the paint. See, this is what amazes me. Kids today on their gaming consoles have no idea of unbelievably long loading times. For them, an unbelievably long loading time is, I've downloaded this game and switched the console on, and I have to wait 12 seconds to be able to do something. But for those people who had a Commodore 64, an Amstrad CPC 464, I'm thinking ZX Spectrum users, I had something not quite as good as all those even. A BBC Acorn Electron computer, I loved it so much. And it had a cassette tape player to load in the games. And you had to type in a request on the screen, press play on the cassette tape, and wait for the game to load. If there's a bit of dust on the tape or some kind of gremlin in the system, it would be playing for around 5 or 6 minutes. You imagine waiting 5 or 6 minutes for a game to load. It'd be going about 5 or 6 minutes, and then you get a message on the screen, data, rewind tape. And you had to rewind the tape and try again. There was no guarantee it was going to work the second time. I had a couple of games that would occasionally take 3 or 4 times to load in successfully. That's 20 minutes of waiting. That is patience, you know. but nostalgia, a feeling of nostalgia, it really sort of just gives you the kind of warm, fuzzy feeling inside, doesn't it? That's what happens when I think back to that computer. I had that today. I was at work, and my friend Martin and I were working together, and we put some tunes on. And he said, what do you want to hear? And I don't know why it came to my head. I said, put on the Now album. Now, that's what I call music 27. I think I had Now That's What I Call Music 5 on cassette tape. But this was the first CD of the Now albums I bought as an adult. And we put those tracks on. They were all kind of mid-90s, possibly early 90s, actually. I think maybe that came out something like 92, 93. And all the songs gave me a feeling of nostalgia. It made me almost emotional at times just to hear those songs again. I know you can listen to them at any time, but it was just fabulous. It was just associated with a time when I was a teenager. And it was great to listen back to them. Right, let's get more music on while I reminisce. We'll look at more retro tech, probably in between the next few tracks. But right now, let's have something suggested by Teresa Telfer on social media a little bit earlier on today. This is Michael Jackson.